Welcome to the Exposé Podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Molly.
And we're just a couple of goofy gals here to tell you about topics and get down to the real nitty-gritty of it all.
We are here to help you navigate through the confusing ins and outs of hot topics and get down to the truth.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned and listen to our next topic.
Thanks for listening to the Exposé. Record. All right. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So we are back this week. I'm doing kind of an Easter special. We just had our last episode drop this morning, so definitely go check that out. And then this one will be up shortly as well. So check that out as well. Yeah. So how's it going, Rachel?
It's going. It's, you know, keeping my head up, I guess.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's been weird. It's, I don't know. It doesn't feel this time of year. Like, it, I don't know. It's like weird vibe of like, it's spring, but like, I don't know what to do with myself. It's just kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, and it's supposed to snow this weekend, so.
Yeah, that's depressing. That's stupid. So, my mom saw this thing on, somebody sent her from Facebook that said, like, 14 inches, and I was like, no.
Yeah. That would be terrible. I really hope it doesn't happen.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. Well, Molly, first off, I would like to say, everyone, please follow our social media platforms.
Yes.
Twitter is at the Exposé Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Facebook is the Exposé Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram is This Is Our Podcast with underscores in between. Oh, and our website, theexposepod.com.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just check us out there. Keep updated. We're hoping maybe after everything gets back to normal to have, I don't know. I was going to put like posters around and I ordered them and everything and then like everything closed. So I was like,
yeah.
Okay. But yeah, we're hoping just to
be really fun when we get back together to record. We should actually do like a video and like have a YouTube account too.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people doing that. And I think that would be kind of fun just to
just another,
another way to connect, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. So this week, I think everyone has some thoughts and feelings about this week's topic.
Mm.
Me personally, I did not have a thought or opinion up until last year. Yeah. I tried my very first Cadbury egg 1 year ago.
That blows my mind because I have been a lifelong Cadbury egg aficionado, like for as long as I can remember. Cadbury egg, like, my screen names since I was 14 years old have literally all had the word Cadbury in them. So I can't tell you how much that I don't know. I have a weird thing. I love the Cadbury eggs. I'm so happy that they have a Halloween version now so I can have them two times a year.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you had never had one, I was just like, what the heck?
I like Cadbury products. Like, they have a Carmelo, and Carmelo candy bars are probably one of my favorites.
Yes, mine too.
But no, I've never had a Cadbury egg before up until last year. And boy, was my mind just blown. It's so good.
It is. I don't know what it is. I feel like it may even be a mixture of like, springtime and like a chocolate egg, you know? So yeah, there's just something about the Cadbury eggs that just,
So has your thoughts or feelings changed since having, like, you grew up with them and then they had their controversy?
Yes. And that's kind of, we're going to talk about that controversy today.
Later.
Whenever.
Oh, okay.
I just, Cadbury egg, like, things have changed. Cadbury eggs have definitely undergone some changes. We just want to make you guys aware of the changes. Easter is a big candy holiday. We spend $1.9 billion on candy every Easter, second only to Halloween. And 70% of that candy is chocolate that people buy. So there's a lot of chocolate involved in Easter.
Oh, yeah.
I would say, yeah. And a lot of those chocolate things are bunnies. I just thought this was funny. 3/4 of Americans think that the ears of the chocolate bunny should be eaten first. What's your stance, Rachel?
I'd agree. I think the ears go first. Wait, that's just like the most logical way of eating it. You don't go foot first.
No. Well, the ears are like more edible. Like you can wrap your mouth around them better. I don't know.
More eatable? Edible?
Yeah. Edible. Eatable. Maybe you feel less like you're just like killing the rabbit.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. Psychological thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, for those of you, do you think there's anybody else out there that hasn't had a Cadbury egg, Rachel, or are you just a weirdo? just kidding.
No, I think a lot of people have probably not have a Cadbury egg, but okay. Maybe I did when I was younger and I just don't remember it. It was truly life-changing for me last year. I've craved a Cadbury egg every day since then.
Wow. I haven't had one. I don't know if I've had one yet this season because we started.
You can't go to Walmart.
No, we can't go to Walmart. Yeah, I used to like every time we go to Walmart, which was like every other day because we can't plan ahead. I would just grab one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, we're on the keto diet right now and Cadbury eggs aren't keto friendly. So what do you do?
Buy a stash and then like when you have a cheat day.
My mom bought some for Easter. So on Easter, I will have one.
Or four?
Yeah. Well, she bought the little ones. I was kind of disappointed. But what do you do? Gotta get your fix some way.
True.
But yeah. So how would you describe a Cadbury egg, Rachel?
I would say that it's got a nice shell of chocolate. Mm-hmm. And then when you bite inside, you can see the cream with a nice little touch of yolk in there. which is also cream, obviously, but I think it's like a confectionery type texture, would you say?
It's like I think what they said, so I looked up the Cadbury egg website. Mm-hmm. This is how they describe it. They said, it's just not Easter until you've savored the unique milk chocolate shell and soft fondant center of a Cadbury cream egg. Treat yourself and everyone you love to a classic Easter treat that will leave everyone hopping for joy.
Oh, beautifully said. I would
so
say
yeah, so evidently it's fondant in the center of the egg. So,
which is strange because I feel like fondant is usually kind of gross, but
yeah, well, I don't know. It's like they add something in it. I think it's called inverted sugar. They add it in there. I don't know what's inverted about the sugar. That's just, you know, what I've seen. That kind of makes it, over time, it softens and turns into that like gooey, creamy texture that we know and love. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's just something about it. And evidently they are the best selling confectionery between New Year's Day and Easter in the UK. I don't know about the United States, but they are a British candy.
Well, it is better over in the UK, these eggs are.
They are better over in the UK because... certain things have been messed up.
Situations have transpired.
Yes. So I saw somewhere that there's multiple factories that make Cadbury eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And at one of the factories, they make... them. This is in Burnville, Birmingham in the UK. They make them at a rate of 1.5 million eggs a day.
A day?
Yeah.
Are they sold like year round in the UK?
I don't think so. I saw New Year's to Easter was the window that they were available. But then they also do have, it's not just like the cream eggs. They have caramel eggs. They have like a chocolate cream. They have different products in the UK than what we think we have here. And then they do have those Halloween scream eggs. So, so they are making a few different other things, but still that seems like an excessive amount of eggs to
people like them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining. Yeah. I also read that they were first made by the Cadbury brothers in 1923.
Okay.
And its current form, however, was first introduced in 1963, initially sold as Fry's Cream Eggs, some brand they were incorporating, and then Cadbury Cream Eggs in the 1970s. So mm-hmm. they've been around for a good amount of time. That traditional milk chocolate recipe that you shouldn't mess with.
That look.
So you may be getting some vibes from me that they have messed with that recipe, and you would be correct.
In fact, they did about 5 years ago, to be exact. Yeah.
And I'm not the only person that noticed this. So when Rachel tried Cadbury eggs back a fateful day a year ago, I believe it was our coworker that had a stash, and you tried the little ones, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I don't remember what led us to it. I knew in my heart that the product had changed over the years.
Yes, and I think you told me, because like as I'm eating it, I think you were telling me, you're like, and they used to be better. And I'm like, what? How can they be better than this? This is so good. And you're like, hold on. You being you, you did some research and debunked it and stumbled across probably our favorite piece of literature known to us.
Yeah,
now.
It is a very passionate, well-written, just like, it's, it will rouse you to rebellion,
article. It's both heart-wrenching mm-hmm. and inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everything in just one short article.
Yes.
Written by our friend, Adam Gabbett.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam. Hope you're listening to this. Adam writes for The Guardian. Mm-hmm. And you can find this article literally if you just Google search Cadbury egg controversy. His article is the first one that comes up.
Yes.
And it's called Shell Shock. Cadbury comes clean on egg chocolate change.
Yes. Right from the title, you should be able to tell that this is going to be a dramatic article.
It's shell shocking.
Yes, absolutely. The gist of the article is that the formula for Cadbury's chocolate has been changed.
Adam says that January 12th, 2015 will go down in confectionery history as a bad day. A hurtful day.
Yes. So just to kind of tell you the amount of passion, and I echo this passion that Adam has infused this article with, mm-hmm. the next words, that was the day when it was revealed that Cadbury's cream eggs have changed forever.
No!
No longer shall the eggshell be made from delicious Cadbury Dairy Milk chocolate. It will instead be made from disgusting, foul, vomit-inducing standard cocoa mix chocolate.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Those are some words cut deep, Adam, and my goodness.
Yeah, and honestly, I can tell the difference because I remember probably, I mean, it must have been 2015, going out to get my Cadbury egg. You know, the hope of a child in my heart, just like, it's Cadbury egg season. You see those commercials on TV with the rabbit, and it's like, burk, 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 burk. The rabbit's like mm-hmm. clucking like a chicken. No bunny knows Easter like the Cadbury rabbit. Yeah, that's the whole thing. And I'm excited, and I finally get a Cadbury egg, and I bite into it. Something is off. The chocolate is just not the smooth, like velvety enrobing the cream that it had always been.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I would say that it feels cheaper. is what the overall effect is. It feels a little bit waxier, not mm-hmm. quite so smooth and indulgent. It's just, it doesn't melt in your mouth. It kind of leaves like a more waxy after feel in your mouth.
But overall, they're still delicious.
They are still delicious, but they used to be better.
They used to be better. And that really led me to feel like I was missing out on something. And I felt compelled to reach out to Adam in several different ways to know more.
Mm-hmm.
We both reached out to him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And I think you were more persistent. Mm-hmm. You had very well-written pleas for information. Do you remember what you said to Adam?
I remember DMing him on Twitter. I don't have the DM pulled up right now, but yeah. I remember talking to him on that. I emailed him as well. Mm-hmm. And most recently, I've been sending messages quite frequently about these eggs on his Instagram. So,
yeah. And I just don't understand. If you write an article for a newspaper as big as The Guardian, it's an international newspaper, when you have fans who are really connecting to your story and your writing.
How can you not with this? It's yeah. so passionate.
It is. It's just like, maybe, I don't know, Rachel, I just had a thought. What if Cadbury like gave him a cease and desist or something and he can't talk about it anymore?
I should DM him again and be like, Adam, I'm so sorry. We can use code words. We can say anything, and we won't say Cadbury.
Yeah. What would be a good code word for Cadbury egg? I don't know. We'll think of that later.
Okay.
Yeah. But maybe he can't talk about it, because I don't know why else he would ignore us. I mean, we saw from his Instagram that he was in Scotland and off traveling.
Okay, but that leads me to think, because I did comment on one of his pictures, and okay, no, I commented on a picture and I brought up the Cadbury egg.
He has to have seen the post. Like, I don't think that he's such a big name that he's not reading his own DMs, like mm-hmm. somebody's screening them out.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that he probably...
I was the only comment on his picture. So he yeah. definitely saw it.
Adam, why?
He just like doesn't comment back, or he doesn't want to reach out. Like, his article moved me so much that I feel like I'm missing out on something huge. I have a big case of FOMO right now, and I will never get to have one of these eggs unless I go to the UK.
Absolutely. And another scandal that's involved is that not only, and I noticed this too, because... like I said, I've had a thing for these eggs since like my young childhood years. Mm-hmm. They're smaller. The Cadbury eggs are smaller than they used to be.
Yes, they are. And Adam brings that up in his article. They said, okay, he said that, I'm going to quote him because I have to quote it.
Yeah.
Okay. There are already two differing cream eggs. There is the UK manufactured flagship, a full 40 gram of chocolatey egg glory. Mm-hmm. Then there is its American, dear God, hide it in the attic sibling, a wretched creature offering a mere 34 grams of satisfaction.
Yeah, it's like moving from a large egg carton of large eggs to small eggs. Nobody buys small eggs. Why do they even have different size eggs in the store? Everybody buys large eggs or extra large or jumbo. Nobody's buying like small eggs.
And I also read that they changed their packaging size. They used to come in a pack of six and now it's a pack of five.
Yes, absolutely. So there's smaller eggs, packs of one whole egg less, but the mm-hmm. price didn't change that much, and people revolted. People were not happy about this. In fact, during an interview on Late Night with Conan O'Brien, BJ Novak from The Office drew attention to the fact that the American Cadbury egg market had decreased its size, despite the official website saying otherwise. So
good for BJ. That's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
Bringing up the controversy in a public way. So, and to be honest, I haven't heard BJ speak about it since. So maybe Cadbury is, maybe they do those hush orders. I don't know. Is Adam okay? Should we be worried about Adam? He hasn't responded.
What if Cadbury was like, Adam, we've seen your article. We will give you a lifetime supply of the UK Cadbury egg. All the eggs you want. Just please stop talking about it.
Yeah. I could see where he wouldn't want to give that up just to talk to some person on Instagram or Twitter.
Right.
Yeah. I would take that deal, I guess. I mean,
I would take that deal too.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm the only person who is talking to him about this.
I mean, sure, the article was written 4 years ago. Sure. But that's 4 years of potential comments. And my understanding is that it was a big deal in like the UK. Like, people revolted. They lost sales, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I believe they did.
Yeah, I want to say like a significant amount of sales. Yeah.
I have my chart pulled up here. They lost 6 million euros. Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing to sniff about. I read somewhere else, like, Adam's article linked to another article talking about how people have rebelled in the past over chocolate products and manufacturers changing their recipes, and how that rebellion has led to those manufacturers changing their recipes back. In fact, I guess Hershey's had changed their recipe to leaving out cocoa in their chocolate, which, how is it chocolate anymore? So I think people like rebelled about that, and they actually had, they changed it back because people were not happy about it. So, I mean,
you know, I will say Hershey's is very accommodating towards its consumers, because I know I had wrote in a complaint that there was not enough almonds in my almond candy bar,
mm-hmm.
and they sent me gift certificates for more.
You know, that kind of, I think Twix is made by Mars Chocolate, because I remembered, no, this was before. Maybe it was after. It must have been after, because I feel like I was inspired by you. I got Twix, and one of them had no caramel in it, one of my Twix sides. So I tweeted at Twix, and I was like, took a picture, and I was like, you know, where's the caramel? Nothing.
They didn't do anything about
it? Nothing.
You should have, like, straight up called the number on the back of the wrapper.
I should have. I'm not really, a complainer by nature, so it's hard for, like, I just, I don't know.
I am by no means I want to talk to your manager type of person.
No, you're not.
But
no.
I was pregnant. I was angry. I wanted those almonds in my candy bar. And I guess I was just a bit petty. But, you know, if you say something, then something gets done, usually. So that's great.
That's
for Hershey's. And hopefully Cadbury follows suit.
Yeah. I just want to, before we close out this scandal on Cadbury eggs, I just want to highlight a few more of my favorite lines from Adam's article.
Yes.
I mean, where's his Pulitzer? What do they give newspaper people? Pulitzers? I think so.
I think so. I think
so.
Right.
So this is in regards to Cadbury saying that they had tested out the new chocolate. Adam says, the spokesperson said the new chocolate had been tested on consumers, industry shorthand for idiots, clearly, and had been found to be the best one for cream egg. The spite in this article gives me life.
He's just so passionate, and I applaud him for this.
I mean, he takes it to the level of, like, basically insulting the history of chocolatiers in Europe by changing this recipe.
Yes.
He calls it immoral. Just, yeah.
Yes. He also goes on to say the combination of Cadbury's dairy milk and whatever it is that goes into the cream, for some reason he does not know. Side note,
do you need to know to know that you like it?
No, not at all. Adam, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Adam,
yeah,
okay, whatever it is that goes into the cream that forms the center of a true Cadbury cream egg is one of the all-time great double acts. Would you separate Laurel and Hardy so lightly? Bill from Hillary, Romeo from Juliet, Belle from Spigot, I don't know what Belloc's bigot is.
I don't know what that is either, but I wouldn't separate them.
But he is so passionate, and he goes on to say, of course not. It would be outrageous. Outrageous, not to mention unfair. All those individuals are and were utterly dependent on one another. Their relationships are and were watertight. Cadbury Dairy Milk and whatever it is that goes into the cream that forms the center of the cream egg deserve the same respect and the same longevity.
Yes. We should have seen, he says we should have seen the alarm signs.
Yeah.
We had our egg and we were eating it. We were safe, we thought, as we greedily wolfed down cream egg after cream egg, laughing maniacally. Oh, how wrong we were. Already.
I feel it on such a deep level.
Are we really going to swallow this bad egg, America? For this is what Cadbury has wrought, a bad egg. And today will forever be known as a bad day.
Boy, wow. What I mean, truly, a way to end the article is just a mic drop. I love
it. Yeah, I know. Round of applause. Adam, I goosebumps, like goosebumps reading that.
And I will say there is 1,244 comments on this.
Yes.
So, I mean, he really got some steam up some people's
absolutely
bums there. Is that a phrase? I don't know.
Yeah. And just, I don't understand. I don't understand what happened to Cadbury Cream Egg. I don't know. I mean, the only answer I can come up with is it's cheaper. And
yeah, for the
cocoa. I guess. Now, here's the thing. Still, someday, I do want to go to the UK. That I would love to go over there. And I found out there are a couple of special stores, basically Cadbury stores. So they have like Cadbury, they had a pop-up cafe that was the creme de la creme egg cafe in London. Ooh. So that was open from January to March. And then I think this was a one-time thing, and I'm really sad I missed it, but they had a pop-up camp for Cadbury eggs.
Cute.
So let me just, the description of this camp says, if you go down to the woods today, you'll discover Cream Egg Camp. Join your fellow egg explorers for the return of cream egg hunting season. So you'll get to go into the forest top fondue. A deliciously dunkable crispy campfire breadstick. So I guess they have campfire there that you can do. So you go through the campfire and hunt eggs and share stories about your eggscapades. And then you will find a giant nest that has the biggest cream eggs in the world. Climb into a tree house and look up at the constellations of the Galaxy. I think that's a play on goo.
Yeah.
And then whiz down the slide and hunt for some eggs, and you might even find a white chocolate egg. That means you win a prize. And then there'll be some cracking photo opportunities too. So bring back Cadbury Egg Camp.
Well, I would definitely take a trip to the UK purely for that.
Yes, I think it's meant for children, but it doesn't matter.
I've got a kid.
Yeah, there we go. I've got a dog. He's right here.
Just bring him along. It's fine. Yeah. We'll say it's for them, but it's, you know.
Yeah,
it's fine. Well, that sounds fun.
Yes.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm imagining the biggest Cadbury egg, like, to be, like, 200 pounds. Like, I don't know, like, giant-sized
egg. And it's the real Cadbury egg, too.
Yes. I wonder. I know you can go to, like, World Market. They have, like, the international food section, and I know they have, like, British candies. And the chocolate in those candies is better. It's just better than what we have here. And I think part of it's because they don't cheap out and use whatever it is that they changed Cadbury eggs to, which is still a good chocolate. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm still eating the Cadbury eggs, but it's just not the same. So I don't know. I wonder if you can ship Cadbury eggs over here.
Let me check.
Maybe there's hope for you yet.
Oh my gosh. If not, do we have listeners in the UK?
I think we have a couple plays in UK.
We can barter. We'll send you a t-shirt if you send us some Cadbury eggs.
Yes. I'm willing to make that trade-off.
Molly.
For sure.
You can buy Cadbury cream eggs online, though.
Why did we think of this last year?
This says they're all out of stock right now. But, like, what if it's only coming from, like, the U.S. warehouse?
See, that's why I think you have to, like, order from the U.K. Like, you're going to have to go on a website. That have you ever had the mini eggs that are like they don't have the cream inside but they're just like the mini eggs at the candy shell? They're Cadbury eggs.
No, but that sounds delicious.
They are, like, if you like things with candy shells, which I do. I have to really, like, control myself around these dang eggs.
I just have a spell over us. Okay. Here's, like, a box of just British chocolates. That'd be interesting to try.
Maybe we should get some British chocolates and do, like, a Facebook Live try British chocolates or something.
Yeah.
Potential thought here.
I like that idea. And this box has quite a few candy bars, and it's only $15.
Oh, that's not too bad.
None of which includes a Cadbury egg, but
I found on Amazon, it says the original British Cadbury cream eggs box large imported from the UK, 48 eggs, but it is unavailable right now. So I don't know if that was going to come back available.
But isn't it like right after Easter they're done?
Yeah, 5-pack Cadbury cream eggs imported from the UK for $19.99. 5 Cadbury eggs for $20. I don't know.
We're in a pandemic. I don't know if we can afford to do that.
Oh, yeah, we all have to make sacrifices, right?
Right.
Whatever.
Oh, man. It just looks so great.
It does. Whew.
Well, I mean, what else do we got to say about Cadbury?
If you have access to Cadbury cream eggs from the UK, hook a girl up. Hook two girls up here. Other than that, I guess we just wanted to do, we've been waiting to do this episode since we, like, conceived of the podcast.
Yeah, because it is a conspiracy a little bit because, yeah. I mean, it's so obvious. It's not a conspiracy. It's controversial and we're exposing it.
Exactly. We're letting you know the truth about Cadbury eggs, that they used to be better. They used to be bigger and better and more for your money because you used to get 6 instead of 5 in a thing. I think they changed the colors too of the wrapping. They used to have a little chick guy on them, like the little Cadbury chick guy. And I don't think they do anymore. So that's another thing that's changed. I guess if you guys have any strong feelings about any other candy or products that have changed over the years, I'd be interested to find out about that. Yeah.
Just any other products that has changed and someone's taken notice.
Yeah.
And has had an outrage about it. That's exactly. So
if your name is Adam Gabbert and you'd like to respond to this, let us know. Or if you know Adam, just let us know that he's okay and that he wasn't abducted by the Cadbury egg mafia and, like, got his legs broken for speaking out.
Yeah, because we're worried about you, Adam. Yeah. I have messaged you several times and I will message you right now.
All right. If we get a response from Adam, we will update you next week.
Yeah, but I'm not going to hold out for it. But
no. Not going to hold out for it either, but
okay.
Well, that's all we had for this week. I hope everybody has a good Easter. Stay healthy.
Yeah.
All right.